just had a thought. If we adored Jesus and if we fell in love with him, we wouldn't want to We wouldn't want to criticize people. We wouldn't want to judge people. We would just want to talk about him. You know, it would all change. The atmosphere would change. As soon as you criticize, as soon as you talk against anybody, the atmosphere comes in cold. But when it's of his glory, like what is here today, I really feel his presence. And there's an angel up here with me that's a bit naughty, but that's okay. If he pushes me over, that's okay. I can preach from the floor. I've done it before today. I remember being at CCC and I fell under the anointing, but I still preached. Hallelujah. The Lord's just nudging me. And he wants to let mantles of evangelism fall. And I believe he's been speaking to you more and more about leading souls into the kingdom. And I just feel he wants to anoint you afresh again for souls. We are in this time where we have to preach the gospel. We have to tell people about Jesus. And I just feel that the Holy Spirit is stirring your heart up now. I remember when evangelism fell on me, I just wept for the loss. I saw hell and all that it was, and I saw people just slipping down there into hell. And it's like, you know, we don't even mention hell anymore, but there is a hell. And God is saying, will you stand up and just win people into the kingdom of God? I just believe if you stand today, he's going to anoint you, he's going to put a new mantle on you, he's going to give you a heart for the lost. So if you feel that's you, and I hope it's all of you, I just love you to stand, because he's going to anoint you afresh. You know, when I was first saved, I was in the third form at high school. And I led many into the kingdom of God. Every person that sat by me, wherever I went, I talked about Jesus. And you know, I lost that. And I just believe this morning, God wants to refresh you. To have that passion. That when you were first saved, you wanted your whole family. You wanted people to come in. You want them to go into the heavenly. As I led my sister to the Lord just a month ago, the peace that came over her and knowing that she was going to heaven was the most amazing feeling. I didn't grieve for her death because I knew she was in glory. And God is saying afresh today, and he's putting it on, I believe you're going to have a quickened heartbeat for the lost. And I know here there's people that are diligently evangelists like Kevin and Laurie and other people, and it's like, but God wants all of us to lead people into the kingdom of God. So I believe there's angels, and you're just going to feel the presence of God just touching your shoulders, or it might be touching your heart or changing your mindsets. And I break the fear of man off you right now in Jesus' name. The fear of holding back when you know that you're meant to speak. Holy Spirit, I pray that you come. I don't know how you're going to do this. But Lord, I pray there's a quickening in the Spirit to fall upon each person here and mantle them afresh with a call to evangelize the lost. Lord, just come in all your glory. Come and touch hearts and souls here today. Lord, let them grieve for the people that are going to hell. Let them pray more fervently for the lost. God, just come and touch. Just put your hands up into the air of the heavenly. And I just want you to pull that mantle down right now. Just pull it down over you. I can see, yeah. If you want to do that again for a double portion, I can just see God just moving. Because you're activating it. Pull it down right now. I can feel that. Wow, it's heavily upon me. Whoa. Give us a heart for the lost. Thank you, Jesus. Whoa. Who felt that anointing? Yeah, all of you did. That's amazing. Please be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The week before last, I was so ill, and we'd booked to go to Taupo, three of us, and I said, I can't go, I'm too sick. Anyway, I went, and the girls looked after me, and they cooked my meals, and but we had a lot of time, because I couldn't go out shopping. No shopping in Taupo. It was just like, are we going? I go, I want to go home. But we spent a lot of time in the presence of the Lord. We soaked in Him. We listened to messages. We just got full of Him. And it was so refreshing and so amazing. By the end of the week, I wasn't croaking and I was feeling so much better. And I just, really my messages come out of the time of just being with Him today. Today I'm going to speak about not being a lukewarm church. And, you know, we need to be totally on fire, don't we? And this is what's happened today in worship. And as I get on, you know, and it says in Corinthians 15:58, therefore, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for your labor is not in vain. And God says, with this time, right now, in this hour, we are to be steadfast, we're to be unmovable in the things of the Lord. And all that He sees us doing, for Him, He is well pleased. Nothing goes unnoticed. I don't know, but I see that book in heaven. You know, we've all got a book in heaven. And I'm just going, God, I want... He doesn't put your sins in there, but He puts the things you do that are precious to Him. And that speaks to me. And I see Him opening the book and I'm going, God, let me do a precious... something precious for somebody today that you are well pleased that it goes in my book of life. Do you think this way? You know, I do. It's like I'm not going out to just to get written in the book of life. I want it to be from my heart, from my mind and my soul, to love on people, to be on fire, to change atmospheres wherever I go, to be a shining light with the glory of God. So God said, don't give up. Don't let passivity creep in. The enemy wants to come down and even water down the word of God. And you know, I was listening to Dave Wilkinson last night, and he was saying the church has watered down just about everything. And it's all showmanship on you know, you look on Shine and they've got a worship team, and you wouldn't even know whether it was worldly or Christian sometimes, but until the words go up. And you see that they're singing Christian songs. But God, we don't need all the hisses and the lights and the... we just need the Shekinah glory to come down. We don't want all this stuff, artificial stuff. We want the reality and the realness of God. We want Him to come. You know, we want Him to flow, the Shekinah glory, where we can't stand up. I've been in the anointing and I can't stand up. I want that again. I want to be on my knees before God. I want to be in His presence. And God is saying, don't give up. You know, the things that creep into our lives, television. You know, I was watching that Warrior Ninja things with the Australians where they have to get through, and I'm all up like this, and by the time I go to bed, I'm like this, you know, because they have to go up there and up there and swing here, there and everywhere. But it's like, why do we watch? TV can get in. It can creep in. It can get into our minds and souls and hearts. The wrong friends. Truly. Have friends, not friends that criticize or judge or gossip, but have friends that want to be on the same page as you, that encourage. You know, I go out with people for morning tea and they're on the same page and I go away lifted higher. I love it when you're with people that want to talk about Jesus, that want to talk about the miracles of Jesus and what he's doing. You know, I believe I've had a bit of a miracle. And I'm going to share my miracle. I've been on medication for ankylosing spondylitis since I was 38 years of age. So that's quite a long time. 20 years? Perhaps 30? Too long. But anyway, when I got sick 2-3 weeks ago, I had an infection, my bowel, my bladder, my kidneys, and my chest. I picked up a bug that went into the system, and I was so ill. And because this is personal, but my medication goes up my bottom. Because and anti-inflammatories, if you keep taking them, they burn your gut. But anyway, because the bowel was infected, I couldn't put anything up. For 3 weeks, I haven't put anything up. And I am walking and I am praising God because I couldn't get out of bed without this medication. Sometimes you're more healed than what you realized. I cannot believe, and I should believe, that I am walking around. I'm not, and ouch. I've got a few pains. But I'm halfway there or three quarters way there. Hallelujah. So good came out of my being in bed, but I'm going, I have to go without this, and I can't get this medication. You can't get it anywhere in New Zealand, and you have to get it in Australia. And I said to Clive, we have to go for a trip. But we can't go for a trip. So what is God saying? Trust me. So I'm believing for complete healing in Jesus' name. Look, I can. No, praise God. Never give up on God. Holiness. I've gone right off my message, haven't I? Anyway, right in it. Yes. But anyway, I was talking about wrong friends. Then I was talking busyness. And then you get too tired to pray. Yes, too busy to spend time in the Word. That can be me sometimes. And you pick up your little word for the day and you think, well, that's it. But really, we've got to get into the Word, not seeking His face. And we don't want to be like the Church of Laodicea, and we know this one. And in chapter 3:15, I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish that you were hot or cold. So then because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will vomit you out of my mouth. And do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Who do you want? What would you sooner be? Hot on fire for God. Then you will not be miserable. You will not be wretched. When you're walking with God, you feel the best you've ever felt. But when you walk away from Him, you feel wretched, you feel miserable, you feel, you know, I must admit, when I was not very well. I really thought my days were numbered, and I did complain quite a bit. And I coughed and coughed, and I felt very sorry for myself. And the enemy came in like a flood. And I was poor me. And then God said, change your attitude. You've got time to be with me. You've got time to soak in my presence. You've got time. And I'm going, yeah, I don't usually have this time. And so instead of being wretched and miserable and that, I got into the presence of God. And you know, my prayer is that we are so on fire. Don't let the enemy, I've got it here, don't let the enemy chip away your destiny. Don't let him chip away on your passions for him. Don't let him take anything more of you. He robs and he steals and he kills. And God's saying, I am life abundantly. Don't let the enemy rob you anymore. And when you feel low and feel sorry for yourself, rise up. Say, God is a God of miracles. Yes. See, and God says, you know, I've got here, let your prayer life, your call to holiness and your passion for souls rise up again. You know, as I said before, I remember when I was saved. I was 13 years of age, and everybody says, here she comes. She's coming. You'll get the gospel. She'll preach. And even on my school, you know, you did a talk in the third form. I talked on blind Bartimaeus. And the teacher said, we've never had anybody that has talked out of the Bible. And I, when I was nursing in Dannevirke Hospital, in comes Miss Robert Shaw, but she wasn't Miss Robert Shaw now because she was having a baby. And she said, I always remember you. And I said, I know, my English was, oh no, that wasn't too bad. My maths wasn't good. And she said, I'm not talking about how you did at school. I said, praise God. She said, I remember you preaching on blind Bartimaeus. She said, all the others talked about the birds or the sea and the atmosphere and things like that and the stars, but you get up and you speak about blind Bartimaeus. Because I was on fire for God. I wanted everybody to come to know Jesus. I remember telling my sisters, Tup, about heaven and hell, and I said, hell's horrible. It's fire and it's, and anyway, she had nightmares for about a month, but she always remembers it. And we don't talk enough that there is a hell and there is a heaven, and many, you know, narrow is the way for salvation and broad, wide is the way to hell. And so many people, I'm getting so, I don't know, this is where I'm at present. I talk to people, I go everywhere, and there's hardly any Christians. You go to Chartwell, there's hardly any Christians. But I find people to talk about Jesus. I pray for them. But the world is getting darker and darker, and we need to shine with his glory and tell people about Jesus. You know, if we've got problems and if we're wearing it, we're no shining light, are we? But if we get a glimpse of him, we go in there wanting people to know our Jesus. Do you want to just keep them to yourself? Don't be selfish. There's going to be thousands that are going to be saved in this last hour. And God says, get ready. Whoa. I remember last week I was talking to a person that was full on for God. She was a preacher. She was a speaker. She knew Jesus. And I used to look up to her. And she rang me. She says, I'm in a mess. I feel terrible. I'm on lorazepam, whatever that is. I know what it is. And I'm not good. She said, can I tell you part of what's happening? And I'm going, I'm supposed to be up. Clive will be home soon. He told me I had to be up at a certain time. But I said, yes, talk to me. And she's having an outright affair with a married man. And I'm going, God, what is happening here? What is happening to Christians? What is happening? It's like, you know, there's so many. I heard of Kathy Walters was on Facebook today, and I'm sorry I didn't go on it for just a minute. And she was going to a church to preach, and the meetings have been stopped because the pastor has found another woman and is leaving his wife. And I'm going, God, what is happening? We have to keep on fire. We have to get into his presence. We have to be like him. I'm going to get stronger. Whoa. You know, don't let anything of the world slip into your thinking, into your mind. Set your mind on things above. God is calling us to come up, and I did prophesy that, calling you to come up into his presence, to seek his face. And I just want us to turn to Exodus 24. God is calling you out of busyness. You know, Christmas is busy. Just take a deep breath and do only what matters. Get your grandies a present, you'll be right. Nothing else matters. So what are we in? Exodus 24, verse 15. Oh, it's hot. Then Moses went up into the mountain, and a cloud covered the mountain. Now the Lord, just rest in this. Now the glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. The sight of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel. So Moses went into the midst of the cloud and went up into the mountain. And I just, you know, he was waiting. God says, come up here. All the Israelites were moaning and complaining. God couldn't take anybody else up. Doesn't that speak? But Moses, come up here. And he sat for 6 days. I find that difficult. But he waited. And then what happened? The Shekinah glory came down. The fire, consuming fire, it says. The glory, yes, a consuming fire just came down. And the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire. And I'm going, God, I want that consuming fire. I want to go up to the mountain of the Lord. I want to go up. I want to see you face to face. And in can we look at verse 12? Then the Lord said to Moses, come up to me on the mountain and be there, and I'll give you a tablet of stone. But he said, come up to the mountain. And God is saying, I want you to come up out of your difficulties. I want you to come up out of your discouragement. Or whatever addiction, he wants you to come up out of it. He's breaking chains. We don't have to sit down and have heaps and heaps of deliverance. We just need to be in his presence. Sexual sin will flee. Lust will flee. Fantasy lust will flee. Addictions will be broken when we go up. When we go up, we are seated in heavenly places. And if we are seated in heavenly places with Jesus, demons do not go with us. You know, everybody that has a demon behind everything, I disagree. If you go up, demons flee in the mighty name of Jesus. They can't stand the presence. And I tell you, there are many demons at present. Satan has sent out hordes at this time because they know their time is up. They know that Jesus is going to return and they're going to be thrown into the pit of hell. So they are trying, they are out there to destroy and to destruct and to rob and take everything off you. But God is saying, come up here into my presence. Be seated with him. I'm often seated in heavenly places and there's not many people up there with me. We might all go at different times. Oh, I forgot, Beth. The prayer. Yeah. So it's like God saying, come up. I used to blame the enemy for everything. I know when I'm under it, witchcraft. I know when people are talking against me. I feel it. I feel it come over me. And I'm going, oh, what's this? But when you go up, even words cannot touch you. Sometimes I pull out stuff before on my way up. Those words hurt, but I pull them out and I go up. Up into heavenly places. Whoa. And you know, Moses was up there 40 days and 40 nights. That's a long time, isn't it? And God, and whilst Moses was up on the mountain for that length of the time, what did the Israelites do? Doesn't that speak volumes? They looked up to the mountain. They saw the glory. They saw the fire. They saw the cloud come down on Moses. That would make me shake. But they complained. Let's get all our jewelry together. I'm telling you, not having my silver. But no, that was naughty. But it's like, let's just build a calf. Let's all put our... And they were... What were they doing? A false god. Worshipping, bowing down to a false god. And God is saying, no, this is a time to go up and to be with him. See how the enemy comes in, discourages. You know, I know of a church at present which are going through, an Absalom spirit has risen up and split the church in half. And that grieves me. Why can't we be in unity? Why can't we be one together? In unity and in love. You know, I hate it when churches are in competition. We're all here to win souls for Jesus. I've got Exodus 32 verse 7. Can we look at that? Oh, that's about the golden calf. We've just said that. Yeah, but in verse 7, and the Lord said to Moses, go get down, for your people whom you brought out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made themselves a molded calf and worshipped it and sacrificed it and said, this is your God, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt. And then the Lord said to Moses, I have seen this people, and indeed it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may burn hot against them. You know, God can get angry. But God is saying he wants us to look up. He wants us to go up. You imagine Moses leading these people. He didn't want to go. He had an impediment. Oh, I'll give you somebody to go with you. So Moses went and he just obeyed God. I mean, he built the tabernacle after that. But his heart was so much on God and he was leading, he was preaching, he was teaching the Israelites. But what do? They make a false god. And God is saying, in this hour, Don't let the enemy come in. Don't let him rob your hearts. Don't join people that are in error. It says in the last days, many will be deceived. And God said, I am coming quickly. I believe the Lord's return is so close. And he's preparing us in this hour for righteousness and holiness and purity. I want it more than anything. I fail sometimes. And I go, oh God, my attitude stinks. I just want to be free from that. I want to be like you. I want your thoughts. I want to speak like you. I want to love on you. I want to be like you. I want to, your hands to be my hands. Your feet to be my feet. Your mouth to be my mouth. Your eyes. I want your eyes to see people where they're really at. To see people that are hurting. To go and love on them. To be like Jesus. Hallelujah. Whoa. You know, Moses wept for his people. If you all strayed and built an idol calf, I don't think I'd weep. I'd be angry. But he wept. He had compassion. And then God told him to build the tabernacle for his presence. And Joshua went with Moses. Joshua sat at the tent of the tabernacle. Even when Moses left, Joshua stayed behind to be in the presence of the Lord. If the Shekinah glory and the presence, I remember when we were at Toronto, we just didn't want to go home. We just wanted to sit in that anointing. Mainly we were on the floor. But we wanted to be in the anointing that was so powerful. And this coming next year, I believe that God is coming and as a fear of the Lord. And I believe it's coming into the church because God wants to clean out his church. See, I'm blessing you, bringing a message that I know that you're all of you are walking in a good path, but what I'm doing is encouraging you to keep going. I know all of you, you know, you've got your mind set on things above, but I want to encourage you because next year is the start of something new in the Spirit, and someone prophesied that God will only use the ones that are humbled. If you will humble yourselves. Whoa. And you know, I love it in Exodus 33:11, if you just go there, because this is what God wants to do for us. Oh, I just got the anointing. Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. Oh, hasn't that got so much anointing on it? That's what God wants to do with us. He wants to talk to you face to face as a friend. I used to always say, because I was under religion, I used to think the Father had a big whip and I wasn't allowed to do this and I wasn't allowed to do that. I just thought everything was a religious thing. But Daddy God is loving and kind and he wants to speak to us face to face. I get up on his knee, but he can take more of you up on his knee. So, and this is what God is calling us to do. And this is in Psalm 27:4. These are my favorite scriptures. I'll wait till you get there. You couldn't put this one up, could you, Ian? Have you been putting them up? Oh, have you? Good lad. Psalm 27:4. Thank you. One thing I've desired of the Lord. Is it in New King James? One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. And can we just put up verse 8? We've got eight. Let's just read this out together. When you said, "Seek my face," my heart said to you, "Your face, Lord, I will seek." Does your heart say, "Seek his face"? Whoa. Isn't there anointing? Wow. It's like when we seek his face, everything disappears. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full, we'll end it with that one if that's all right. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. See, when we turn our eyes upon him, even though the world is getting dark, we will shine with his glory and his presence. So what have I got here? This should be our greatest desire, to know the beauty of the Lord, his holiness and his beauty. This is a place to worship him. You know, we all see Jesus in different ways. You know, I've seen Jesus, he's danced with me many times. It's just, I don't know, it's my imagination. But one time I was dancing and all these roses got thrown to Jesus and me, and the angels picked up the roses. And I said, "God, what are these roses for?" And he said, "They're to go back to the loved ones on earth, from the people from heaven." And I wept, because God wants us all to know his love. And I always think a rose speaks of his precious love. But that's, you know, I see him more closely now, and it's because I seek him and worship after him. So God is calling us to much higher places. We are seated in heavenly places. Let's go up to the mountain today of God and be in the glory. You know, when I said when Moses came down, the people were worshipping a false god. And I just, you know, that scripture, "Choose ye this day whom you will serve. But for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Let's say that one again. "Choose you this day whom you will serve. It's for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And I believe as you say that, and as you declare it, and as you speak out the word of God, there's going to be salvation in your families. The prodigals are going to come home, because we choose him. They're going to come in, I promise you. So let's just turn our eyes upon Jesus. Let's be like Moses. Seek him face to face. Talk to him as a friend.